So, yeah. Good evening. It's Saturday, July 24th, 2021. Episode 90. Halfcast 90. Let's go. Yes. They're jamming this at this evening. What's up with y'all? Had some fun, man. Yo, what it do? I am AJ. So, I have Audible, and I have Audible. I've had Audible audiobooks by mistake for like 9 months. First month, I was supposed to get, and I remember, I was supposed to get Knuckleballed, because after you read Knuckle Supper, and it has nothing to do with baseball, I promise you, it is a horror story. It's not for children at all. But I got Knuckleballed, and I went through it, and every month I would be like, well, you know what? I got the book. I'm not reading anything else. I'll just cancel Audible. And then when I need it, I'll get it back and I'll get whatever I need and I'll cancel it again. You think it works like that, don't you? Amazon got this game figured out. How I still have Audible a good 8 to 9 months later is every month I would forget and they would take the money off my card and I'd be like, shit. It took the money off my car. It's like, what, 12, 13 bucks. But if I didn't get a book that month, or if I didn't get a book, that's a waste, right? Like, I could, that's lunch or something. It's something. But so I'd be like, okay, well, you know what? I got a whole nother month. I already paid for it. Why would I cancel the subscription after I just paid for it? Maybe I'll get a book this month, or maybe I'll get a book. Right? No. Next month comes. Damn it. Audible took this. Okay. You know what? I'm not going to end this the same vicious cycle until last night. I was like, this month, and every month I'll be like, oh, I'm not going to let them get me this month. I didn't get anything this month. So I'm going to cancel this like 2 days before the billing date. And they ended up, I went to go check the page on my Amazon, and they're like, well, you have like 9 credits. So I'm like, what's credits? 9 credits mean you get 9 free books. I'm like, well, damn. And they already got me because my next payment isn't due until August. So I'm like, well, shit. So if I cancel it now when I can get 8 free books. So I just copped 3 books, 3 audio books, and I'm looking for another psychology book. And shit, if any of y'all out there are writers and y'all wrote your own book, let me know. And I'll cop a copy with the credits, shoot you a couple bucks, shoot you some royalties or however book deals do. Hey, yeah. If you're out there and you got a book published, your own book, or somebody that you know that's from around the way, and they got a good book, hey, let me know. And I'll it's on Audible, I'll cop the book with one of the credits. Yeah, cool. And let's see how this plays out in August when I got when they find a way, just when I thought it was out, they pull me back in. I got some stories for y'all this beautiful Saturday. Oh yeah. And in true fashion of being a black person, I went to the store to return something, no receipt, stereotype. I'm dealing with stereotypes right now, and this is me. No receipt. Do you have a receipt? No, like, cause I got some t-shirts and they were small. Look, you've seen me. I don't wear small. No, I don't think I'll ever be. So I just went and traded it in. So when I went to go trade it in, I went and I seen a belt that I wanted. I was like, I'll take this belt. And the girl asked me, do you want a receipt? In true black man fashion, no, I need a receipt for it. I get home and I got the wrong belt size. So twice in one day, yes, that has to be a Guinness World Record. So what do we got here? Let me take a sip of my non-alcoholic beverage, which is Mountain Dew. Wasn't my first choice, but a little bit of caffeine, just a little bit. Who's batting first? Yeah, CBP seizes invasive meningitis-spreading African ales from traveler at Houston Airport. Why in the world would you want to bring? Why would you want to bring these over here? Like, to cause meningitis to people? What are you gonna cook them? What are you gonna breed them? What are you gonna take them out to the middle of the desert and find a way to cook meth with? To turn them? That's gonna be my new thing from now on. Everything that people ain't supposed to have means they're gonna use it to find some way to make crystal meth. Yeah, that's what they're doing nowadays. They're gonna. African snails makes crystal meth. Customs and Border Protection agents found 15 live snails ill. Deemed one of the planet's most invasive species and capable of spreading meningitis in the luggage of a traveler who had arrived in Houston earlier this month. What are you trying to do? Why? I really need to get another sock. Oh shit. No, I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but I seen his name was Harold, and they give a brief overview of his work in the book that I was reading, but I would like to get a book just on him, because he did a real interesting experiment on child development and child rearing that, and the experiment kind of blew me away. It was cool. And today's field of psychology or that type of science, they probably would have never let him do it, but he did it and he really changed a lot as opposed to how children are raised. It's crazy. The African giant land snails were found in a suitcase of a Nigerian woman who landed at Houston George Bush International Airport. She originally declared only a quarter pound of dried beef. Why are you bringing this stuff from Africa? We got stuff. You got dried beef. It's Texas. It's beef all over the place, baby. You ain't got to live like that no more. You ain't God's country. No. But she later disclosed that she had the snails, according to a Wednesday release from CBP. What? Our agricultural specialists remain vigilant in protecting the U.S. from foreign animal and plant disease that can threaten U.S. crop production and livestock industry or be transmitted to humans, said Sean Poley, CBP port director. The U.S. Department of Agriculture considers the snails one of the most invasive species on the planet. And you bought like 10, what you bought, like 15? Yeah, you bought 15 of them. 15 is all you need to take everything. We all get sick. The snail's one of the most, due to largely their hermaphroditic features, means they don't need a mate. They can reproduce by themselves. They don't need a mate to reproduce. An ability to lay about 1,200 eggs each year. Their diet consists of over 500 types of plants, including peanuts, cucumbers, and stucco on houses if no other food is available. So these shits can eat your house and your cucumbers. Now common in Florida and Hawaii, the snails were first introduced to the Sunshine State in 1966 when a Miami boy smuggled three snails from home from a trip to Hawaii. His grandmother released the snails into her garden and they multiplied to 18,000 within 7 years. Wow. They were eradicated 10 years and $1 million later, but they were reintroduced in 2011. They have been active ever since. How do you keep, who keeps bringing these things over here? Why? Who keeps bringing these things over here? It's like. The snails can also host a parasite known as the rat lungworm that causes meningitis in humans, symptoms of which include headache, fever, and stiff neck. Some 2,800 cases of infection by the lungworm across 30 countries have been reported to the CDC. After seizing the snails, CBP turned them over to the USDA for final disposition. Boom, just blow them up. Yeah. Three of the, put them under a fucking huge magnifying glass. Three of the specimens were forwarded to our national malacologist for final identification. The species were identified as Aracatina marginata, Swainson acatinate. What? Specimens of giant African snails are frozen, double bagged, and designated as quarantine waste for destruction, as they should. Bringing shit over here. And I learned something that it's called MERS. MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Sickness, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. And they were talking about people coming down with cases of this in between 2012 and 2014. But you know the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome is also known as the camel flu, but it's also a form of the coronavirus. Yeah. So it might be possible that this was around way before somebody fucked the bat from China or whatever the hell they did. Or I don't believe that whole bat story anyway. I believe somebody was, they were trying to cook something up and it went wrong. Like, yeah. But yeah. This was, yeah, so it's always been versions of the coronavirus around. It's just that it didn't hit so hard here, but it was always there. It just wasn't here. Right. Fun fact. Get this shit off my page. You people are bringing these motherfuckers, these fucking pythons, and these Annika, and these fucking, these crocodiles. And what the fuck is wrong with y'all? And y'all just bringing them here. What do you want to bring them here for? Why you want to bring them here? Shit. Stay home with your fucking snails. All right. Next up. Stop playing with me, Files. Stop playing with me, Files. This is... this was a story, something about they was making they were making food and drink mac and cheese ice cream, sells out in less than a day. And I assure you that I can really go without ice cream that's flavored like mac and cheese. People will make stupid flavor anything and I can't stand it. It just, like, it's fucking disgusting. Oh, you want to play? Computer want to play. This will be a short show. I can't tap dance and I can't sing. Yeah, that shit is nasty. I don't understand why somebody would want to have mac and cheese flavor ice cream. And online customers scooped up so much macaroni and cheese flavor ice cream that the flavor combining two American favorites sold out the day it was introduced. You know who's not selling mac and cheese ice cream? You know who's not selling mac and cheese ice cream? Ben and Jerry's. There you go. I fucking said it. That's right, I said it. What the hell is this? This is called Van Leeuwen Kraft Macaroni. It's Kraft. It's Kraft Macaroni and Cheese Ice Cream. Are you serious? The Brooklyn-based Van Leeuwen Ice Cream collaboration. I can't even read it. It sounds so stupid. Ice cream collaboration with Kraft was rolled out on July 14th, otherwise known as National Mac and Cheese Day. Okay. We're working as fast as possible on making more of the mashup. You never knew you needed, but somehow sold out in a few hours. Jesus Christ. Van Leeuwen posted on his website along with the wait list to receive an alert when the flavor is back in stock. Who wants this type of stuff? If you like Van Leeuwen mac and cheese, would you like also ice cream? Would you like Jiffy cornbread ice cream? Ew. Or the collard greens and smoked turkey necks ice cream? So if you missed out on getting your hands on it the first time, you could probably wait. You shouldn't be in such a hurry because I'm pretty sure it's damn disgusting. Or we're lucky enough to grab a pint, but one wasn't enough. Sign up to be the first to know they have a backlog. Oh, ew. And I really waited for my computer to load this page to read this. The flavor was sold for $12 a pint and was made with Kraft mac and cheese flavor. And it's not even Velveeta. It's not even fucking Velveeta. What do you do? We've gone crazy. This whole Ben and Jerry's and Haagen-Dazs beef has gone on long enough. It's time for us to bring our gummy bears back home. Disarm the chocolate sprinkles, and we could find a diplomatic solution to this problem, because Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream is not it. It's just not it. The product's description reads, or while eating a comforting bowl of Kraft macaroni and cheese. Yeah, we didn't think so. So why not enjoy both at the same time? In the same bowl. With the same mouth. Ew. Oh, whoa. Or at least you do now. Influencers who have purchased a pint posted videos of themselves reacting to the flavor. I have to look at this, because if you're an influencer and this paycheck revolves around how you do this ad for this ice cream, and you have to taste this ice cream, come on. Come on. This is ridiculous. This is how you know America has gotten we're too fat, we're too greedy. We don't even like, we ran out of food. We ran out of food option. We just want to put ice cream. Yeah, you don't even want to have dinner. You don't even want to have dinner and dessert. You just want to shove it all in there. We'll give you like an oil funnel and you'll just dump it all down there at one time. And maybe I'll take the back end of a plunger and stuff it down there to make sure it goes all the way down. Jesus Christ. It sold out in less than a day. How much Pepto did you need? And I bet you Pepto-Bismol was right next to it, too. Fucking disgusting. Next up, I like macaroni and cheese, too. At least I did. Get this off my page. I can't even believe that's even real. Here we go. Deputy returns to duty after video appears to show him choking out suspect unconscious. And hear me out. Hear me out here. When you're trying to subdue a suspect, okay, we know one thing, and let me be very clear, right? Asphyxiating somebody with a knee on their neck when they're clearly not a threat, when they're subdued, no, that's fucking wrong. Just fucking like, yeah, choking somebody or shooting an unarmed person when they're clearly not a threat to you is fucking wrong. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, stun gun, you hit somebody, what? They hit somebody with a stun gun. They think they hit a student and he died from a heart attack. That can go wrong too, because you don't know what the person's health condition is. But it takes, we're going to find out what happened. All right. A sheriff's deputy, if you feel like, nah, I feel like if you're an officer and you're put in a position where a guy is taking the advantage from you, or if you're in a situation where you clearly see he might go for your weapon and you don't want that, okay. Okay, and it's a difference between strangling somebody and putting them in a chokehold. But a sheriff's deputy in North Carolina who appears to have choked the suspect unconscious last week will be returning to his post, law enforcement officials announced Friday. In the video of the July 16th incident, it looks as if the deputy uses a chokehold on the suspect, Corey Carter, until he passes out. He passed out. He didn't die. He just passed out. And there's, I got something to, okay, so here's what happens. It takes about, interestingly, using the gi for choking, okay, the following are some of the conclusions made based on their experiments with human subjects and animals. This is jiu-jitsu. Like, this is Brazilian because it's an art that focuses on choking and submissions. And I'm pretty sure if the cop used any type of move, it probably was based in this. Unconsciousness occurs approximately 10 seconds, right? 8 to 14 seconds after choking. After release from the chokehold, the subject regains consciousness naturally, spontaneously, without difficulty in 10 to 20 seconds. So if you perform this as a move to subdue somebody and you're not looking to use to kill them, know what I mean? Then I think this might just be better in certain situations than a stun gun. Or in a rear naked choke, the pressure on the larynx and trachea produced excruciating pain, but there was no pain in other techniques before consciousness. So they don't know exactly what they put him in, because this is not like an actual fight. He just choked them out. Know what I mean? He just choked them out long enough for him to go limp and possibly for him to subdue the guy. And like within seconds after he got the guy subdued, I'm supposing that that he came back around, and now, like, yeah, instead of you having a guy that's taking your goddamn weapon or whatever. But the Burke County Sheriff's Office said Friday that after conducting an investigation into the incident, it did not find that the deputy, this goes against what I actually thought, like, yeah, did not find that the deputy used the hold that restricted Mr. Yeah. Hold up. But the Burke County Sheriff, that ice cream macaroni and cheese thing got me kind of scrambled. There's like, it's just non sequitur right here. Did not find that the deputy used the hold that restricted Mr. Carter's ability to breathe. No, because it was to subdue him. It wasn't to like fucking kill him. That's what he wasn't aiming for. The local district attorney declined to prosecute the deputy involved. The incident took place on July 16th when sheriff's deputies attempted to arrest Carter on an outstanding warrant for communicating threats. Carter, who had been walking on Miller Bridge Road in Connolly, North Carolina, allegedly became argumentative and combative and resisted arrest, the sheriff's office said in a statement. When a deputy threatened to use pepper spray, Carter grabbed it. According to the sheriff's office, Carter pressed the spray's trigger, firing it on the patrol car and both Mr. Carter's and the deputy's shirts, the statement says. Whoa. So what, he misfired the pepper spray? Yo, even grabbing a pepper spray is like grabbing an officer's weapon for him. That would, if I was a cop, that would give me grounds to like ramp up the force that I'm using to take him down. Because if he would have hit me with that pepper spray, then I can't say he could get my gun. Know what I mean? Like everything is revolving around like he can't get my gun. That's it. After this occurred, the deputy reported he was able to move his deputy's right arm over Mr. Carter's shoulder with his deputy's right forearm under Mr. Carter's chin, but not pressed against Mr. Carter's throat. He just wanted to cut the fucking air off. The office says deputies tried to calm down Carter, who was upset because they did not have a paper copy of the warrant for his arrest. I don't even think they need one. Yeah, if they're not actively looking for you, I don't even think they need one. According to the statement at this point, the deputy claims that Carter took the weight off his feet and started falling to the ground. Whoa. The sheriff's office, seen in the videos from July 16th, had received. Yeah. I think he did what he had to do in order to not let that man get to his weapon. That's it. Like, I'm not, yeah. Yeah, the deputy reported he was aware of the policy and did not use a strangle or chokehold that would violate the policy. The deputy involved in the incident was removed from administrative leave and resumed duties on Friday. I think he did what he had to do in order to avoid getting shot. A use of force expert interviewed by North Carolina television station WSOC said that after viewing the footage, he didn't think Carter looked combative during the altercation. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. When it comes to using the force, you've got to look at the level of resistance or how the person is. I don't know, man. Like, yo, he made a fucking judgment call in a decision where if he wouldn't have acted the way he did, he quite possibly could not have been going home that night. So I can't, once again, putting a knee on somebody's neck that's clearly like not giving you a fight, holding somebody down for extended periods of time where they can't move and they can't breathe, that's fucked up. I mean, shooting somebody or tasing somebody with a health condition, with an underlying health condition where they have a heart attack, shooting somebody that's clearly not armed and not posing any threat. Okay? That shit is unexcusable as a police officer. But this right here, to me, in my opinion, it seems like he was just trying to subdue this person and execute the warrant, like as his job is, and go home to his family at the end of the night. Right. Well done, Johnson. What a bounce back. Get this shit off my page. Sunny days. Here we go. Missouri County's order reinstating mask mandate met with challenges. Why? Wear the fucking mask. Wear the mask. Okay. If you don't want to catch AIDS, if you don't want to have a baby, if you don't want your wee-wee to drip Kraft mac and cheese ice cream sauce, and you have to go to a doctor, what do? You wear a condom. If you don't want to get sick and catch the coronavirus or the Delta or the United Airlines variant or the most dangerous version, the spirit variant of the COVID-19 Delta virus, you put on a fucking mask. It's the same thing. People want to be difficult. In the wrong fucking direction. In China, in most parts of China, they have to wear a mask. They like, yo, the pollution is so bad that going outside without a mask is like the equivalent of smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. Yeah. Yeah. And you're over here crying about wearing a mask just put the fucking shit on. And you know what? I've seen people, I've seen women who've done some very creative things. They look stylish. They match them up with their outfits. Really? Damn. People so fucking hard-headed. I mean, and we all have a right to be individuals, but at some point in time, people just gotta fucking, you all gotta pull in the right direction one time. Can we pull in the right direction one time? Damn. Hours after health officials in St. Louis announced they would reinstate a mask mandate amid rising COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, the state attorney general said he planned to challenge it. This motherfucker is at the top. He's the leader of the pack. He's the leader on the guy. He's the leader of the state attorneys general, state attorneys, states, whatever. The idiot. Like, yo, he's supposed to be, oh, God. He's supposed to be the one that's pushing for it. On Friday, officials for the city and county of St. Louis said residents ages 5 and up will be required to wear a mask in indoor public places and on public transportation starting Monday, regardless of vaccination status. What is wrong with that? Isn't that what we've been doing for the better part of like a year and a half, almost 2 years in the first place? What the fuck? Wearing masks outdoors in groups will be strongly encouraged under the new order, which includes exceptions while eating and drinking in restaurants and bars. And for people with disabilities, they're not asking you to do anything that you haven't been doing already in the first place. People just love it. It's just always got to be, well, this is, no, it's not. Who told you? Yeah, well, medicine? Like, oh, screw medicine. What is medicine, though? What has medicine done for us lately? Missouri attorney. Medicine don't hold no weight around here. I'm the attorney general. Yeah, Missouri attorney. General Eric Schmidt said on Twitter late Friday night after he had a few fucking cosmopolitans that he planned to file a lawsuit Monday to halt the mask mandate. Hey, screw the mask mandate, man. I don't want to wear a mask. I want to sit here and make mine's a double. Wow, waitress, you're looking good. What are you doing tonight? Have I told you I'm the attorney general? Let's show you my badge. The citizens of St. Louis and St. Louis County are not subjects. They are free people, he said. As this has nothing to do with taking away people's freedom. This is what pisses me off. This is not the same as taking guns away from everybody. It's not the same. This is a health, and you can be an ass. You'll be the asshole. You'll be the asshole and be the one that doesn't want to wear the mask. And you catch COVID-19 and you'll be fine, but you bring it in the house where maybe your spouse gets it, or maybe one of your children gets it, or maybe one of your parents gets it, and they're not so fucking lucky. It's selfishness. Stop being fucking selfish. It's so small. Just wear the damn mask. St. Louis County Councilman Tim Fitch has also said he plans to challenge the mask mandate. Last month, Missouri enacted, hey, I think it's time to break out those special photos between the Attorney General and St. Louis County Councilman. Yeah, yeah, let's get them out the paint so we can go ahead and start living right. Last month, Missouri enacted a new law allowing local governing bodies to halt public health orders at any time through a majority vote. St. Louis County rescinded its health order requiring masks and social distancing in mid-May, a day after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidance allowing fully vaccinated Americans to stop wearing masks indoors, which is stupid because you get a flu vaccine and you can still get the flu. It's just not as strong. Now, I mean, and even if you have a vaccine, you can still get, you're hearing stories about people are getting coronavirus still, and it just doesn't hit them as hard. Right? And I'm pretty sure the disease is still communicable. So you got to use all the weapons at your disposal. So even if you got the vaccine, you supplement it with wearing a mask and vice versa, like all this. And you supplement those two with social distancing and washing your hands, and all of a sudden now you got a bag of tricks to throw at this thing. You just don't. I'm over it. I promise. Until the next time. until tomorrow, 5 minutes, 20 minutes later. This shit off my page. Next up. Yeah, it's been 12 years since Congress last raised the minimum wage. As a McDonald's worker who makes just $10 an hour, I'm getting sick of Congress delaying another much-needed raise. Now, if you've been following all across the country, people are fighting McDonald's employees and other fast foods, but it's been mostly McDonald's been catching heat. You don't pay me enough for this shit. Know what I mean? Now I got to come to work. I got to put my Crocs on sport mode. Because I never know when I got to get into a scuffle with somebody that says it's too much salt in their damn fries. And you don't want to fucking pay me? All these people, even, what was this? Last week, I was talking about, I think it's New Mexico, the gas stations. They're talking about not serving gas to somebody if they feel like, if they see that the person is under the influence. What the fuck are you paying me for? You don't pay me to do that. Brought that old anger up back. You don't pay me to do that. But you want me to just breathalyze somebody and tell them like, oh, yeah, well, you look like you've had a couple. I can't give you any gas. Fuck that. Fill her up. Get out of here. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I don't care. Bye. Yeah, don't pay me to give a fuck. Put your Crocs on sport mode. It's been 12 years since the federal minimum wage was increased to $7.25 per hour. I'm a McDonald's worker who makes just $10 per hour. Millions of people across the country can no longer afford the wait. Congress must raise the minimum wage and lift workers out of poverty. Jarmir Owens has worked at a McDonald's location in Detroit for 4 years. This is an opinion column. The thoughts expressed are those of the author. Okay. For millions of workers across the county, it's been 12 years without a raise. I agree. Even if it's just an opinion, I agree with him. 12 years is a long time, more than a long time, more. In the past 12 years, we've had three different presidents, six Olympics, and seven Fast and Furious movies. But yo, they need to give this guy a fucking column. But in all that time, the federal minimum wage has stayed the same. The last time it was increased on July 24th, 2009, to the amount of just $7.20. Where the hell is this at? Yeah, people can't live on this. You can't live on that. And I'll live up. I don't know where this is. Where is this? Oh, yeah, he said this is Detroit. I don't know what it's like in Detroit, but around here, like, it's expensive. Like, yeah, it's really expensive. That's why on July 20th, I joined my coworkers around the country on a strike to demand $15 an hour from companies like McDonald's. They make more than enough. They really do. We're also calling on Congress to finally increase the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour. Yeah, I've heard a lot about the so-called economic recovery. And this is another reason why you see hiring signs and all this and all that stuff. And I was looking at an article where they said that employers' favorite excuse is to say people just don't want to work. You know why? Because this is why. This is why. You don't pay me and you want me to go through a mountain of shit for the little bit that you do pay me. No. Shit. Got me mad. I don't make enough either. No, but I don't think nobody ever really makes enough. Nobody ever really makes enough. If you balance what companies bring in according to what they pay the employees, the majority of companies are not. They're getting away with murder. They're robbing you of the biggest part of your day, the biggest part of the hours of your life that you can't get back just because you need to pay your bills and this responsibility. They hinge on that. They know you got a family. They know you got a mortgage. They know you got to do this. You got to do that or else you can't. And they play on that and they throw you bones. They just throw you fucking bones. Oh, We've done it again, Johnson. The old don't delete the page. Don't delete the page. Don't delete the page. Okay, this is my last third. Take a sip. What are you doing on time here? 41 minutes. Ooh. This is creepy. A man used to bring back his deceased. A man used AI to bring back his deceased fiance, but the creators of the tech warned it could be dangerous and used to spread misinformation. When I read this, I read the top line, and first thing that came to my mind was, what is it? Black Mirror. Yeah, Black Mirror. When the chick's wife died, and he had something where he could back up all his memories on an app, and they kept talking to each other on like a chat line and all that stuff, and he knew everything. He was chatting with her like he was still alive, until there was an option where she could order a real artificial body, and she put it together, and it came, and it looked just like him. Yeah, it looked just like him. Whoa, it's creepy, man. Creepy shit, man. A man used artificial intelligence to create a chatbot that mimicked his late fiance. The groundbreaking AI technology was designed by Elon Musk research group, OpenAI. How long did he talk to the chatbot that mimicked his late fiance before his late fiance started? But even though I'm dead, you still got to take the garbage out. Don't forget to water the plants. Don't forget to walk the dog twice a night. Call my mother. You got to call my mother every weekend. Holy shit. Don't eat cheese. Don't stop by McDonald's every 3 days out of the week. You know you can only have burgers once a night, preferably Saturdays. And he just shuts the thing off. He just hits the fucking switch like it's a vacuum cleaner. Like, shut up. Okay. Now I'm good. I'm free. After Joshua Barbeau's fiance passed away, he spoke to her for months. Or rather, he spoke to a chatbot programmed to sound exactly like her. Wow. In a story for the San Francisco Chronicle, Barbeau detailed how Project December, a software that uses artificial intelligence technology to create hyper-realistic chatbots, recreated the experience of speaking with his late fiance. I don't think I would want this. This would only make me more sad. All he had to do was plug in old messages and give some background information, just like Black Mirror. And suddenly the model could emulate his partner with stunning accuracy. It may sound like a miracle or Black Mirror episode, I'm telling you. But the AI creators warned that the same technology could be used to fuel mass misinformation. Of course, that's been the problem with AI, with developing AI since it came around, was that it'll become self-conscious, and then it'll start tricking you. If you ever seen Ex Machina, which is a great movie, just look into it, or at least get the book. This is scary. Yeah, I'm good on that. And I would think that having my deceased wife, we're reminiscing about old stuff that we did together, that would make me feel, I don't know, it just feel weird. Yeah, I don't know. How do you feel? Let me know. How would you feel if your husband or wife was chatting with you, and at 7:30 every morning, your deceased fiance is telling you to get the fuck out of bed. You got to go to work. And you work for McDonald's. Would that piss you off, or would that make you, or would that make it be like, oh, babe, you care about me from beyond the grave? Yo, that being said, I'm going to wrap this up. Yo, if you fucks with the podcast, if you fucks with the half cast, holla at me on Twitter at RYEZSHYNE, Rise and Shine, or half cast AJ, HALFCASTAJ, on Twitter, on Instagram. Hit me at TacoMeat05, or you can just hit me right here on Facebook Messenger. I'm here. Amen. Yo, love you guys. Wear your mask. Don't import any snails across the border. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Talk to you very soon. Adios.